Good morning and welcome to the weekly fire report. This week our guest is Lieutenant Jeremy Beck with the Devil's Lake Volunteer Fire Department. Good morning, Jeremy.
Good morning, Eric.
And how did things go this past week?
Oh, not too bad. We had three calls to service. There was on the 12th at about 4 o'clock, got called out to Highway 2 and Walnut Street for a 1050. By the time we got there, they had already actually self-transported to the hospital, so there was one injury there. And again on the 12th, at 8:30 p.m., we were called to 1112 Fifth Avenue southeast for a brush fire. I believe when they got there, it would happen to be somebody burning leaves or something in their fire pit, which is, we can't be doing that either.
That's a violation of the city ordinance.
Yep. And then on April 16th at 7:06, that was in the evening, 604 Highway 2 East, that's the Dairy Queen. We had a grease fire there. They had a little bit of grease built up in there on their grill, and that had kind of flared up, and by the time we got there, it had burnt off and was not an issue, so really wasn't an emergency. But, I mean, it's good to call. That kind of stuff can get out of hand real fast. So.
Right, you don't think it's a problem until it becomes a bigger problem than you expected. So.
Yes, and you know, and grease just takes off when it starts to burn and starts to heat up. It just starts to spread, and it's a good thing that they called us.
All right, and then a couple things we wanted to talk about at the end of the show. I guess first off, just to repeat, I guess we talked with the captain last week, but again, a reminder that you're doing training at the old Art Claire Motel out there on the highway. So if people see any kind of activity around the old paddle wheel, I guess it's just training.
Yes, that's been great. It was a great opportunity for us to take and do a little more training than, you know, we have door props and stuff that we use to do forcible entry and that kind of thing. But it's not the same as the real deal. So had a lot of fun out there. I mean, it's a lot of fun to train in that real life situation stuff. And, you know, without having fire, actual fire.
Right.
And we use fake smoke out there, so you'll probably be seeing some fake smoke coming out. But, yeah, we're just very grateful to Ironhide for letting us do that.
Okay, and you'll be doing training again coming up this next Wednesday, and then you've got a fire school that's going to be happening on the last weekend of April.
Yes, we do, and then it sounds like after that, after April, it's due for demolition, so we're going to try and use it the most we can and get our trainings in for the year for that. And
okay, and that's happening on Wednesday evenings.
Wednesday evenings, yep.
All right.
And then it'll be on the weekend for that
fire school.
Regional fire school, yeah.
Okay. And then one other quick thing, Jeremy, is you're also getting ready for a big event that the fire department's going to be hosting this summer.
Yeah, so that goes kind of out on a bidding process. We you kind of bid for it when you're doing it. It's the fire convention for the North Dakota State Fire Convention. And we had gotten the bid for this year, and just kind of getting prepped for that. Should be a lot of fun. I know they're doing a fishing tournament, golf tournament, and then they're doing a shooting event.
Is that coming up in June?
Yep, in June.
Okay.
I can't remember the dates, the actual dates on it, but
yeah, and I think when the fire department here can bid on it, it kind of depends on when the Devil's Run falls then too, right, obviously.
Yes.
So, and I think one time the fire department here was picked to host it, and then COVID got in the way.
Yep, it sure did.
Okay, so finally coming back to Devil's Lake after a bit of a delay.
Yes.
All right, so that'll be
should be a lot of fun.
Coming up this summer and bringing a lot of people to town and their spouses too. So.
Yes. Yeah, because they have, then we do some events for the spouses too, so not going to say all women, because there are some women firefighters out there, and you know, it's just the spouse can go up, and I think they're going up to, what is it, Webster, to the old school. Yeah, to do something there. And so, yeah, should be a lot of fun for everybody.
All right, so we'll look for that coming up this summer.
Yes.
All right, that's going to do it for the show this morning. Joining me this morning has been Lieutenant Jeremy Beck with the Devil's Lake Volunteer Fire Department. And, of course, you can join us each Saturday for the Fire Report on your Radio Work stations.